in our family. And I'd like to describe that peace we're talking about as the ability to rise through any storm that life throws at us with equal calm, without losing our balance. Peace is tested during these moments of loss and of pain. And we can have peace with God. And the scripture that says that today says, once you were far away, but now you are near. God, Jesus, is our peace. Paul says that the source of peace is the reason that we can be at peace with each other. If we follow the way that Jesus has laid out for humankind, there will be peace. If we feel like foreigners and strangers to each other, it is because we have not yet experienced, according to Paul, what the peace of Christ can do in us. For many years, they said that there was a large silver star on top of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, where Jesus was supposedly have been born. And one day, back in the 1800s, the Roman Catholic Church, which was sharing this building with the Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox did it, decided to take down that silver star and replace it with something else. And the Greek Orthodox Church didn't like that. The Greeks were supported by Russia. They were Orthodox Christians. The Roman Catholic Church at that time was supported by France. But it was Turkey, today's modern-day Turkey, that ruled over Palestine at that time. And Turkey sided with the Roman Church. And because of that, France and England also allied themselves with Turkey, and to make a long story short, they had war. The Crimean War, which lasted from 1853 to 1856. And at the end of that war, that star came down. Now that story is told over and over again, because the irony of this story is that people were fighting over a place where the Prince of Peace was supposed to have been born. If we are to be honest, we know that we don't get along with each other, even our churches and congregations. Our low parts are filled with people who do not agree with each other and therefore need the courts to resolve their differences. In this squabbling, war-torn world, the message of Jesus, who is the anointed one of God, is that the kingdom of peace is possible. Peace on earth, goodwill towards humanity. Paul says it another way. You are no longer strangers, no longer foreigners. You are fellow citizens with God. And you are members of God's household. Well, who is Paul talking about? He's talking about us. As different as we are, he says, you are members of the family of God. So it may look like we're a dysfunctional family, but we are a family. And Paul is saying, in the midst of all of this, people of different nations and cultures and races will find a way to come together. It is possible for a place like Queen Street East to be a home for people from everywhere and become an intercultural church in Toronto. If people experience the peace that only God can give, but the scripture says the peace that passes understanding, we can live in peace with one another. Finally, Paul says, Jesus is the source of peace in time, but we can be at peace with ourselves only if we follow closely the practice of life that he offered the world. So earlier we said, wouldn't it be great if we can just sit down and say, I don't have anything to worry about. Paul says there is actually a promise that says that. And here is what that verse says. In the same letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 14, Paul says the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of your inheritance until the redemption of those of God's family to the praise of God's glory. Here is what that verse can sound like in today's language. stock market may crash and take away all of your mutual funds that you have saved up. The doctor may tell you that you have a terminal illness. The world can come crashing down around your ears, but you have a promise, a guarantee, and there is no power in the world, under the world, over the world, or around the world anywhere that is powerful enough to take that promise away from you. You are secure if you are in strong relationship with your God. If you have made God the source of your peace and your security, your life is standing on solid ground. If you practice and not just declare that God is good all the time, it becomes your touchstone in good times and in bad. Because you believe that God will not renege. God will not go back on God's promises. So people of faith believe that the only security that they have is a promise. And a promise that comes from God and therefore can be trusted. That promise brings peace in the hearts of many people that I have companioned on their deathbeds. I love the illustration that Billy Graham, our great evangelist, used about the little bird that is nestled in the crevice of a rock on the seashore. Outside, the wind is blowing, the waves are crashing against the rocks, the rain is pelting down, and here's that little bird in the crevice of that rock, with its little head tucked beneath its wing, still confident amidst all of that thing, all of the storms that are going on. And that's exactly what Paul is talking about, a peace that can give you a calm, even when the circumstances around you are shifting. Even though people are critical, as we read on the Psalm. Even though events are changing, you can still have the peace of Christ. And there's no peace like that that can be found anywhere else, except in the source of peace, however we think of what God is for us. And so as we close, take a moment now to ask a question of yourself. That question is, am I at peace with myself? Am I at peace with myself? Do I have that peace, that gift of peace promised that surpasses understanding? How can I be at peace with God? How can I be at peace with others? How can I be at peace with and we all know that's a lifelong project. It requires that surrendering daily of our lives to God's keeping. It requires a faith that believes that there are certain needs inside every human being that only God can fill. And that is the ancient prayer of Augustine, which you may have heard before. It says, our hearts are restless, O God, and they will never rest until they rest in you. Only when we experience the peace of God will peace come to us. And there's an old Chinese proverb that says, when there is peace in the heart, there is beauty in character. When there is beauty in character, there is honor in the home. When there is honor in the home, there is order in society. And when there is order in society, there is peace in the world. If we are to believe that proverb as true, where does peace begin? It starts with me. Like the words of that song, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It starts in our hearts, in my heart, in your heart. This morning, if you find that you are at war with yourself, the good news of the gospel today is that God offers God's self as the source of peace. Peace be with you. Amen. Let us offer a prayer for intercession of the God of our peace, saying, you are in our midst, O God, renew us in your love. So I please respond by saying, renew us in your love. Lord of life, you call us to prepare the way for your kingdom of peace. Lift up this vision before our world that we may share it, where needs are met and no one is turned away. God, you are in our midst. We pray for the nations of the world who are at war, both allies and enemies, for their leaders and their people. Make yourself known, O God, as a God of peace. God, you are in our midst. For your church here and elsewhere, that we hear your call for justice as good news for all people. God, you are in our midst. We pray for peace in our world, especially for those who are caught in war, for those who live in violence and extortion and threats. God, you are in our midst. We pray for our sisters and brothers in Calvary, for those who are hungry, those who are cold, those who are not yet able to return to their homes. Help us, O God, to realize that you are with us. God, you are in our midst. We pray for the frail, the sick, all those whose hands and bodies have grown weak, those who are disabled, those who are oppressed and outcast among them. Change their pain, O God, into praise for you. And let your courage be renewed in the world. God, you are in our midst. Let us pray in a special way for people whose names you would like to call out, who need God's peace at this moment. The picture that you see on the screen is Josh and his mother. When Josh was born, the doctor said that he will only live until he's 5 years old. On July 18th of this year, Josh will be celebrating his 22nd birthday. And what his mother did was to ask friends from around the world to send Josh a t-shirt. And so I asked the permission of our session if we can give Josh this t-shirt that he's going to receive on his birthday. Along with many other t-shirts, I also prepared a card that you can sign. You may not be able to appreciate it as much, but I'm sure that he will feel it and that his mother will communicate our sentiments to him. The second piece that session discussed last Wednesday was that sometime in June of this year, actually in April, of this year, somebody spray painted the front of our church, and this incident went up to College Park Court, and they were looking for a way that that person would repay the church for whatever damage has been done. The session has decided to forgive this and to write a letter. And Brian has written that letter, drafted it, for you to hear, approve, so we can send it to the court. It says, "Dear friend," we don't know his name, "we, the people of Queen Street East Presbyterian Church, would like to extend to you the hand of friendship and forgiveness as our Lord Jesus teaches us. We do not know who you are. We don't know anything about your life. But it does not matter. For all of us have a past, and all of us have sinned, and through God's grace and love, at least that burden of sin is greatly diminished, opening a pathway to new life, growth, hope, and optimism. We invite you to join with us on this journey of love, forgiveness, and peace. Your friend,